Now, let's go into a service already in progress.
Come on, clap your hands.
The word of the Lord this morning, and what the Lord is doing, what they have to say to us, for us, and through us. Amen. Galatians, the third chapter, one verse, the 17th verse, Galatians, the third chapter, verse 17. Amen. We're going to stand and read this and get it on our screen. Amen. Verse 17, let's read. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to the name of him. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. We're going to talk about this morning when you use the right name. When you use the right name. Paul shared with us, whatsoever ye do in words or deeds, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Amen. You only can do that when you use the right name. Amen. And the right name is very important. Amen. Do you not believe that some people can mess your name up? Amen. Some people can mess your name up. And then sometimes you can mess your own name up too. Amen. I don't know about you, but you ever been in a situation that you co-sign for somebody and all of a sudden they don't pay the bill? You mess your name up. Amen. Now, somebody use your name as a reference. They ask you, can I use your name? Yeah, use my name. And next thing you know, they're calling you because they don't pay the bill. They mess your name up. Y'all quiet in here this morning. And they swear to God, I'm going to pay that bill. You ain't going to have no problem. And next thing you know, they're calling you more than they're calling them. And then sometimes those rascals change their number so the people won't call them. Amen. And some people can mess your name up. Amen. When most of the time when you go for a job and you tell people to use your name, and they use your name and they get that job, and as soon as they get that job, they don't want to show up to work. And y'all ain't never been there. And then all of a sudden they call in you and ask you, you know, where your girl? Where your boy at? You know, after payday, they don't show up no more. You know, they just make your name bad, you know. And then you say, Lord, I ain't going to never, you know, tell nobody to use my name. And might be some good people next time, but some people can mess you up. And some people, well, you know, you told me they was good. You told me they're going to show up to work. You told me, and they just don't do what's right. Amen. But when you use the right name, when you use Jesus' name, oh my God, that can make a difference. Every parent tries to teach their children to honor the family name. We try to do that, honor the family name. But in a few minutes, my brothers and sisters, a person can disgrace the family name. You tell them, boy, girl, our family names stand up for something. And all it takes is a few minutes for them to disgrace your name. Sometimes you wonder, do you belong to me? You show you in the family? It's something to think about, you know. Because some of you, most of us got good family names. Those old people stuck to the name. You remember those old people, they had credit with their name. The young people don't know nothing about that. They go to the little store over there. You have a store over there and down there, and on the doors out and all out of the way. And those people had a good name. And they would buy on credit. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. because of the name, and they will pay the bill on time. And sometimes they recommend their children, amen, to go do the same thing. Some of them will do well, and some of them will mess up. But a good name, and some of them a good family name, all it takes is a few minutes to disgrace the family name. That is, had taken his ancestors years to build up that name in a few seconds to tear it down. When I got married, John and I, we got married at Justice of the Peace. We were fast. We wanted to get married. We was in love. Still in love. We didn't want to get married. And help me, Holy Ghost. And we went to the Justice of the Peace, and the judge, whoever, he married us. And my daddy say, pay the man, boy. I said, okay, man. He said, oh, that's okay. I know your daddy. You owe me nothing. Got the license. Daddy said, boy, pay the woman. And we pay. I said, okay, that's okay. I know your daddy. I said, man, that's good. Got through it all that, you know. We left from there, and I never forget. I mean, by my wife, we went to Raymond LeBeau. Y'all remember Raymond LeBeau? Went to Raymond LeBeau, and you know, we was young. She wanted some jeans. I went by my jeans, look at my dad, and my dad said, I ain't paying for that now. You're on your own, boy. But what I'm saying, he had a good name. Because of his name, it blessed me. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? Because of your name, family name, you can be a blessing to somebody else if you use the name right. Your poor family's mothers and fathers and grandparents had scuffed for that name. They done something for that name. And for you as generation to grow up, use that name wisely. That every last one of you in here have a name from your ancestors. And you ought to teach your children, don't be a disgrace to that name. But when you use the right name, you can't go wrong. Amen. It's in the word this morning, as Christian, we bear the name of Jesus. The word Christian is found only three times in the New Testament. Acts the 11th chapter, verse 26. Acts the 26th chapter, verse 28. 1 Peter 4 and 16. You look at the only time as Christian. And the name of Christ means something. Means identification. When you use the right name and you use Jesus' name, we are somebody. We are some. We belong to somebody. And when you use Jesus' name, number one, you have to have, amen, Reverend Tony, you have to have a relationship with Jesus. If you don't have no relationship with Jesus, you can't really use his name. You're using his name in vain, because if Jesus don't know you and you don't know Jesus, you really don't know the name. Now, you just going through the motion like everybody else's name. But when you really know Jesus' name, you can step out on faith. And you can proclaim that name, because you know the name. Number one, you have been born again. You have identification. We belong to Jesus Christ. But his name also means authority. You're going to have authority. He gives you authority to use his name. Ain't it good when you have authority to do certain things? Mom and daddy give you authority, boy, girl. Take my car and use it good. Don't mess my car up. Don't run my car fast. Y'all have any parents in here? Don't put anything in my car. Y'all gonna talk back to me? Huh? Daddy used to tell us when you used the car, Daddy said, boys, don't put no alcohol in my car. Respect my car. He said, if you do, something's going to happen to y'all. I said, well, what's going to happen to us, you know? And believe me, things happen when you don't listen. But when you have authority, that means they give you privilege to use it because you have authority. A man's name signed to a check authorized the withdraw of money from the bank because you have authority. Amen? In the same way it is in the name of Jesus, right there, that we have authority to pray. It's right there. We have authority to pray. We have authority, I mean, in his name. Paul said, whatsoever you do in words of deeds, huh? Do it to the glory of God. But you know what the problem is? We want to get the glory. Whatever you do, words or deeds, whatever you say, whatever you talk to people, you ought to do it with the glory of God. You ought to say, God's going to get the glory out of my speech, out of my talk, out of my song, out of my hallelujah, out of my praise God. He ought to be able to want, amen. Whatever you do, you ought to do it not for show. You ought to do it for the glory of God. Have you ever seen some people want to show out? Want to be louder than other people? Y'all quiet in here. Want to be the it? Want to be louder than the pastor? Want to sing louder than anybody else? Want to say amen more than anybody else? Want to dance harder than anybody else? Who are you doing it for? If you're not doing it for the glory of God, you need to just shut your mouth and sit down. Because all you're doing is fooling yourself. People know a good show when they see a good show. People know when you're just fooling yourself, you ain't fooling God. Because God, it don't take all that. God say, if you're really real, people know that you're really real. Do it to the glory of God, huh? We should glorify his name. If we permit anything in our lives that cannot associate with the name of Jesus Christ, my brother and sister, then we have sinned. When you use the right name, there is power. All that power in the name of Jesus. There is power, I tell you. Everything we do must follow under the architect of the Lord. The motivation that approved Jesus. Whatever we do, Jesus got to approve it. He got to say, I'm well pleased with your service you're doing for me. Not man pleased, but the Lord got to be pleased. Huh? You understand? Must be. When you use the right name, according to John 14, 13, and 14 say, whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Ye shall ask in anything in my name, I will do it. Reason why the Lord don't do it, because you're not asking in the right name. Reason why that you haven't seen your prayers answered, because you're not using the right name. Amen? And some people can mess Jesus' name up. Some preacher can mess it up. Amen? Ooh, y'all quiet in here. When they start preaching prosperity, start telling you, you know, get in line. The Lord told me to tell you, sow a seed, $100. I'm going to pray for you. Prayer is free. I lost my amen. Suppose I'm broke, busted, and disgusted, and I ain't got no money, and you want me to pay, and the word they got through saying, whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do. He didn't say, give me no money for me to pray for you. Y'all lost my amen. Y'all don't want to shout this morning, huh? And you see, when you don't know the word, you do what the jackleg prophet and preacher say. Y'all won't do what I say do, but y'all do what they say do. And that's why you stay broke. But the Bible say, ask in my name. Yes, you'll ask anything in my name. Hmm? And I will do it. When you use the right name, no part of a believer life is excluded. It covered all action. He said, whatever you do, indeed do it. Huh? In your action, your speech, your thought, and your decision, whatsoever you do, do it in my name. Amen? Your action, how your action is when you leave from church. How you live when you leave from church. Woo! I love my amen. Are your light is shining? How you speak, how your speech, how you talk when you leave from church. You saying amen, you saying hallelujah, thank you Jesus. But what do you do when they get on your last nerve? What do you say? Your thought. Ooh. What you drinking? When you leave from here. Help me, Holy Ghost. What you drinking? Huh? Are you drinking with the boys or the girls? Remember, whatsoever you do. Huh? It is recorded now. The word said it is recorded. You got some preachers drinking like everybody else. And they got a nerve that want to go tell people how to live. If you don't, let me tell you. I can't do what you do and expect me to come up and preach and tell you, son, huh? I got to live holy. I got to live right. Got to be different. I can be in the world, but not of the world. Huh? I'm a clap by myself. Got to be set apart. Am I doing that right this morning? Help me, Holy Ghost. You might be fooling some people, but you ain't fooling God. And the very thing, you might sit there and drink with them, but when you get ready to correct them, they'll throw it in your face. Help me, Holy Ghost. I never forget my old boss, man, and that stuck with me. He told me we sitting down for lunch some years ago. And he said, hey, niece, somebody got married. And the priest came down from upstate and married them. And he said, they went to reception. And the priest was drinking. And he asked his niece, he said, what did he do? Oh, he drank with us. Yeah. And you know what he told him when he came back to work? He said, now, I like that priest. I said, what? What you mean? I like him. Because he can't tell me nothing. That stuck with me. He said, he can't tell me nothing. Whatever I do, I do. He better not. I said, Lord, have mercy. You know, that educated me. The sinners will sit there and let you do what you do with them until you get ready to correct them. Huh? He said, whatsoever you do in words or deeds, do all in the name of Jesus, huh? You're set apart, huh? Your speech, your thought, how you thinking, your decision, whether they are in private or public or at home or at work or in the community, it all should be for the glory of God. All should be for the glory of God. Amen? all should be. But when you use the right name, you can stand up in front of a whole bunch of devils, and God will protect you. God really got you. And let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters, you got to be careful how you use that name. If you're not doing what the word say do, leave the name alone. Because God going to charge you. Remember, do it all in the name of Jesus. When you use the right name, it's right there. Mean your action as well as you are a representative and ambassador for the kingdom of God, of Jesus, huh? Our action, our word should reflect his teaching and character and authority. Yes, you got authority. If you're a child of God, you got authority. He's given you this authority. You remember the words Jesus say, I've given you authority over evil spirit. You can drink any deadly thing, it won't do you no harm. Because you got that power, that authority. But if you're not wrapped up, tied up in the word of God, it's going to mess you up. Do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Do all. It's right there in the word. He's teaching us something. Whatsoever ye do in the word or deeds, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. You got to do it all in the name of Jesus. Amen. And if not in the name of Jesus, my brothers and sisters, is in vain. It's in vain. A lot of people trying to use this name, but don't have no power behind it. You got to be careful how you pretend to be something you're not something. Huh? You remember seven sons of Stephen in the book of Acts, the 19th chapter? You know, when that man tried to, he saw Paul do this, and he went back and he said, you know, I adore you in the name Paul said. And that demon looked at him. And that demon said, Paul I know, Jesus I know, but who are you? You hear what I say? He said, Paul I know, because I had encounter with Paul. Jesus I know, because I've seen him raised from the dead. I've seen him do some miraculous thing. I've seen him heal the sick. I've seen him cast out demons. I've seen him do all that. But what have you done? I don't see nothing you do. And the Bible said that the demon whipped the man naked. Whipped the hell out of him. And he walked out, run out of there naked. Got to be careful how you use something that you don't have no power. Am I in the book? I'm just about to close, y'all. Am I in the book? You got to know how to use the right name. When you use the right name, you ain't got to worry about no demon. Because you got power over demon. Your word will make demon tremble. And I don't know about you, but I can face demon face to face. Because the Bible says demon tremble at the name of Jesus. When you use the right name, I tell you, you got to be taught and you got to stay in the word. You got to eat the word. You got to swallow the word. You got to digest the word. You got to fast on the word. You got to love on the word. You got to have company with the word. You got to have a relationship with the word. You really got to stay in the word. You got to stay in the book night and day. Every minute, every second, you got to know the word for yourself. Because there's going to come a time in life that the word, going to pay off. He said, well, whatsoever you do, do it. In the name of Jesus. When you use the name of Jesus, then he said you can turn around and say thank you. Giving thanks to the God and the Father by him. When you give thanks, that means, Lord, you've done so much for me. You've done whole lot for me. If you don't do nothing else, you have done enough. And every now and then, I looked at the word and I tell the Lord, if you don't do nothing else for me, you surely have done enough. And I'm grateful this morning because you said we ought to tell the Lord thank you for what the Lord have done. And when you use the right name, you can stand on the word of God. You remember in the book of Acts, when Peter and John went up to the temple at the hour of prayer, and they saw this lame man, and this lame man wanted money, but they didn't have no money. But you know what they said? In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. You see that power in the name. When you use the right name, they say in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And the man, his anchor bone, received strength and began to jump up. He began to praise the Lord for what the good things the Lord had done. Ain't God good? And I remember Paul said, in the name of Jesus, Paul said, whatsoever you need, ask in God's name, ask in Jesus' name. He said, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess. Are you using the right name this morning? You ought to use the right name, because when you use the right name, you can stand on the word of God. When you use the right name, I don't care what the doctor said, you can plead the doctor. But you say, I know Dr. Jesus, he's my keeper, he's my all in all, he's my healer, he's my deliverer. I stand on the word. When you use the right name, when you use the right name, you got power, you got security, you got joy, you got happiness, you got peace, you got joy. The joy I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away, and it's all right. Are you using the right name this morning? Are you using the right name? I call on the name of Jesus. Anybody here, have you called in the name of Jesus? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he pick you up when he turn you around? When he give you joy? When he give you dancing? When he put clapping in your hand? Because you use the right name. You can tell the devil, you miss me, Satan. I belong to God because he done so much for me. When I was supposed to be dead, he healed my body. And I'm a living testimony of what the Lord has done. Anybody in here is a living testimony. Anybody in here is a living testimony of what the Lord has done for you. Don't sit down on your amen. Don't sit down of your praising Lord. You ought to let loose, let go, and let the Lord have his way. Oh, shook. I feel my help now. I feel the power of the Holy Spirit. When you use the right name, the Holy Ghost will jump in. He'll shower you with mercy and with joy and with peace.
I got it.
Say bless, say bless,
yeah!
If you've been blessed by this faith-filled sermon and would like to sow a seed to our ministry, you may do so by mailing a financial blessing to Starlight Baptist Church, 156 Isaac Gruyette Road in Marksville, Louisiana, 71351. Or you may send a Cash App contribution to $SBC of Hickory Hill. You can also follow us on Facebook for our live stream broadcast every Sunday at 11 a.m. Starlight Baptist Church is dedicated to sharing hope and salvation through the gospel of Jesus Christ.
This is KAYT. Gina.
Alexandria.